It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Welcome to Benedictine College Basketball here on CAIR Radio as the Ravens begin the Heart of America Athletic Conference Men's Postseason Basketball Tournament at Benedictine this evening in Des Moines, Iowa. And they're being hosted by the Grandview Vikings. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering back at the CAIR Radio Sports Studios. Tom Gauss here. Great to have you along. Well, Vegas Golden Atchison, you know it would be a little colder in Des Moines. 14 degrees outside right now in Des Moines, Iowa. But for the Benedictine Ravens, a warm gymnasium. This is a great place to play here at the Grandview University, right on the campus. It's Dayton Sizem Arena in the Charles Johnson Wellness Center here on the campus. It is a small gymnasium, only sitting on the two long sides, no sitting on the ends. The ends are pretty close in, but I tell you what you do have. You've got an intimate setting where the fans become and can become a big, big part of the game. And certainly, of course, from the rafters all the way across and on the sidewalls, championship banner after championship banner, Grandview likes its athletics. So do the Benedictine Ravens. Benedictine coming into the ballgame today at 17-11 on the season. They are 11-8 and ended up the year as the number three team in the South Division of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. For Grandview, their record 17-9 overall. They are 12-7 in the North Division, and that gave them the number two seeding. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Bring you the starters. A little more insight into the game. A look back at the team's last meeting. All that and more in this Raven Hoops tip-off right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
You know, the last time these two teams met, it was the only time this season that they played, as they are cross-divisional opponents, and it was a day not so different than this, clear, cold in Des Moines, and the difference was it was a Sunday afternoon game, kind of an unusual thing. The good news was, and if it's any precursor to what we might have come up this evening, the Benedictine Ravens came away with a very impressive 61-56 road victory at the expense of Grandview. Back on the 16th of January, the Ravens were led by Matt Austin, 16 points, Eric Cruz with 14. So that was how that game kind of shaped up. But speaking of games, before we get underway too far, we need to talk about the other games going on around the conference. As, again, it is round one of the postseason tournament. Other games, the other 6 o'clock game is Mount Mercy at Evangel. The other two games are going to be 7 o'clock tip-offs. In Fayette, it'll be Peru State and Central Methodist. And up in Oskaloosa, it'll be Mid-America at William Penn. So So with all that said, let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Grandview and their 25th season head coach, Dennis Schaefer. Coach Schaefer has been here a while, and he knows his way around. He is a good one. And for Grandview here this evening, they're going to be starting Isaiah Johnson, their 6'2" freshman from Waterloo, Iowa. Dallas Bailey from Denver, Colorado. He's a senior at 6'5". You'll find Drew Johnson in the mix, a 6-foot senior from Clive, Iowa. For the Vikings out of Walker, Iowa, it's going to be 5'11" senior Ryan Miller. And rounding it out is Jackson Golightly, a 6'8" senior. He's from Maryville, Missouri. And in fact, the last time these two teams met, it was Jackson Golightly, double-figure scoring with 10 points. And also for the Vikings, Ryan Miller, he was a scorer from the outside. He had 16. For the Benedictine Ravens, and head coach Ryan Moody in his 11th season, Benedictine is going to be starting. Let me get those guys pulled up here real quick. Benedictine is going to be starting their, I believe, a typical five. I have them here a second ago in front of me, and here we are. It's going to be Chris Jackson and Jaden Bristol. You'll find Jaden Kenny in the starting rotation along with Matt Austin, and rounding it out for the Ravens is going to be Eric Cruz. Chris Jackson, of course, the 6'2 senior from Dayton, Ohio. Jaden Bristol from St. Joe, Missouri. Jaden is a 6-foot senior. Matt Austin, a 6-foot St. Joe, Missouri senior. You find Jaden Timmy from just down the road at Omaha, Creighton Prep, 6'6 senior. And rounding it out from Vianney High School, the Ravens, Eric Cruz, a senior, and he is 6'5". But we're set to go and hope you enjoy a Benedictine in the traveling black uniform with red and white lettering and trim. For Grandview, it is the home gray uniform with red and white. And as the ball goes up the tip of the wave, it'll be controlled down by Benedictine, and the Ravens are going to have the basketball to begin things. We are underway. Ravens are going to be going from right to left across your dial here in this opening half. BC gets the ball down in the corner. It's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Ravens are going to bring it back in. Chris will bring it into Matt. Rotates it out on top. Cruz gets the top of the key. Chris Jackson handles it. Stretching a little traffic with the left hand, throwing with the right. Kicks it back over to Bristol. Back to Matt. Little entry pass that won't get anywhere. Back out of top and go to Chris. He'll start to go in. The defense falls off. He's up. He's into the Ravens lead 2-0. Chris Jackson with the first bucket of the ball game. And the Ravens with a very early lead. 19-24 to go in the opening quarter. Or opening half. Excuse me. Too many high school games lately. 19-20 to go now in the opening half. Grandview goes back door and it's up and in. And a quick bucket underneath by Jackson Golightly, and he'll have his first points of the game. It is a 2-2 contest. And Benedictine coming back up the floor. Bristol dumps it underneath. Cruz backs in, kicks it back to Bristol. Over to the left side to Chris. Now on the edge, here's Timmy for three. Won't get it. And a rebound is going to be cleared down. Here comes Grandview. Isaiah Johnson coming up with the board. And on the other end of the court, Benedictine's going to knock a three and they'll steal it away. Bristol into the forward court, kicking it down the right side. Comes up to the top of the key. Looks into the middle, kicks it over to Chris Jackson. Back out on top of the go to Bristol. Right side, Cruz. Ravens backing in. No room. Bristol launches three. It's short. And the rebound will be lost out of play. It's going to be Grandview basketball. We're a minute and a half into the ball game. It's a early 2-2 lead. Walking up the floor. Here comes Grandview. They'll take it over to the right edge. Back on top. Benedictine in their player defense. Oh, a nice first step. Driving in. The shot's going to be up and rolls around and good. That's Ryan Miller with the bucket. His first points of the game, and the Ravens trailing it early at 4-2. Benedictine back down court. Chris Jackson. And we get an offensive foul off the basketball as Benedictine setting an illegal screen. It's going to be whistled on Eric Cruz. So for Eric, his first foul of the ball game. back up with it will come. Grandview. Vikings take the ball over to the left wing, push it off on top. Little head fake, nothing there. They'll bring it back over to the left edge. It's going to be handled there by Bailey. Now here's a shot from the top. The big guy for three. Jackson Golightly. And all of a sudden, it is a 7-2 lead for Grandview. Vikings here at home. Coach is working the sideline, coming up and working up and down. Driving in. The dish over to the baseline. Timmy thought about the shot. Does it. He's backing in. Fending off the defender with his left hand. Driving with the right. Puts the bucket up and in. Jaden Timmy's first points of the game. Ravens back to within a goal at trailing at 7-4. Back on the top with the basketball. It's going to be Ryan Miller. He'll launch, and there's another one from the top side. Another three-point shot. This one by Isaiah Johnson. Right now, Grandview hitting the ball from the perimeter, and they lead 10-4. 16:45 to go in the opening half. Ravens around to the right side in front of the Grandview bench. Bring us back out on top to Matt. BC has not made a substitution yet. Matt Austin will drive into the lane. His shot goes up. It's the side of the backboard. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Grandview. They will race into the forecourt. Weaving their way over to the left side. The shot from the top is a three off the mark. And rebound to Chris Jackson. Chris pulls it down and he'll take it into the forecourt with a little left hand dribble. Rolling it down now to 16-20. Now the shot from the top is going to be up and good. Three-point shot, Chris Jackson. Chris quickly with 5 points for Benedictine, and it is 10-7. The pass down the baseline, batted away by Matt Austin, and Grandview's going to have it back in from deep in the corner. Just over 16 minutes ago in the opening half, Ravens in Des Moines in the first round of the conference postseason tournament. Stick pass will come in. Top side with it is going to be Golightly. Brings it out to the top of the key. Dallas Bailey has it, and now we're going to have the ball just thrown away, and it's going to be over and back by Grandview. Just a little loss of concentration. Bailey, I don't think, saw that ball coming to him, and it rolls across midcourt, and he touches it right in front of the scorer's table on the far side. 16 minutes to go in the half. Ravens with the basketball, hoping to tie the game up. Maybe get within one here. They're down at 10-7. Russell goes left side. Chris Jackson into the right corner comes, driving in. Timmy backing in. Chris picked up on a double team. Back to Chris. The long two. Yeah, Chris Jackson hot. He's got 7. And it's now 10-9. Grandview by 1. 15.5 to play in the opening half. Back over to the left side. Stepping away. Shaking the defender. The three is up and missing. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes Benedictine. BC looking to take the lead. Here, remember the last game they played? Not high scoring. Cruz for three. Won't get it. And a rebound hauled down by the Vikings. 15-19 to go in the first half. Really have had no stoppages of play. This game moving pretty briskly. Pass on top. Golightly launching another three. No. Rebound tipped around. And Grandview's going to save it out on top. The three from the left side nails it. Three-point shot by Ryan Miller. He's got 5, and it's a 13-9 at Grandview lead. 14:50 to go in the first. Benedictine with the 3-hour trip to Des Moines today. Winning, they play again on Friday. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Benedictine Lady Raven basketball after sports look, so a big sports night here on Care Radio. BC has gone to the bench, and they have brought into the game Tyson Cathy. Ball's going to be lost by the Ravens. Here comes Grandview. 14:25 to go in the first half. Grandview with the basketball. They lead it by 4, 13-9. Here's the shot from the left side for 3. It's up and no good. First up with a rebound. Jaden will bring it up the left side. Plays off the screen. Drives across the lane. Dishes it over to the edge to Matt. Little left-hand dribble. Matt works it out towards the top. And he'll just pull up for the long three, and he will hit it. Matt Austin gets his first points of the game. 13-12. Benedictine trimming by 1. Inside 14 to go in the half. Perimeter shooting. Big deal for these two teams so far. Ravens are not shooting badly at 5 of 9. Grandview is hitting 5 of 10, but that shot will go away. Ravens are going to come back up the floor with it, trimming by 1. Austin comes to the right side. BC looks in the middle. There's no room there. You think they're playing well here in the early going. Nice move inside, the dish across, and it's going to be out of bounds off Tyson. And now the officials are going to have a little confab. They're going to say, wait a minute, it's off a brand new player. So Warren Benedictson, the ball coming back in at their offensive end. Chris Jackson, I mentioned he's playing well, 7 points already, perfect from the floor. Chris is 3 of 3. 13:28 to go here in the first half. 13-12. Grandview by one. Benedictson will bring it into Tyson. And Ravens have brought Nysear Scott into the game now. They've got Nysear, Chris Jackson, Matt Austin, Saxton Thuston comes in. And also Tyson Cathy. The shot up, no. The follow up, no, but a foul call. This is going to head over to the scorer's table. And the foul is going to be on Dallas. It'll be Dallas Bryson picking up his first foul for Grandview. And at the line, Tyson Cathy. First shot, no. Tyson's got one more shot coming his way here. 13:15 to go in the half. He could tie the game at 13 with this one. And he'll get it. We are even at 13-13 with 13:13 to play in the first half. That's pretty good. Here's back up with it comes Grandview. They'll back it away, way out on top. Isaiah Johnson has it. Slides over to the right side. Stumbles, but fortunately has a teammate right there, Drew Johnson, who's able to pick the ball up on the dribble, kicks it out. Dallas Bryson. Johnson scores. Dallas Bryson hits the three, his first bucket of the game, and Grandview goes right back up by three. It's 16-13. Benedictson will skip back over to the right side. Comes out on top of the mat. Now to the baseline left. Ravens will drive across. Back and in. Nysear in trouble. Can't get a shot away. It'll come out on top. 9 on the shot clock. Now down to 8. Here's Matt headed for the baseline. Falling away. In and out. No. Rebound pulled down by Tyson. And we have a Grandview foul as they reach in trying to steal the ball away. Benedictson's going to make a handful of substitutions. Jaden Brussels back in for Matt Austin. Chris Jackson's going to check out. Also for Benedictson. 16-13. Grandview with the lead. The ball comes in. Benedictson will have it deep in the right corner. And out on top of it is going to come Nysear. But also got Ahmad Lewis in the game. And Nysear will drive and shoot and score. Nysear Scott for Benedictson with his first points of the game. And again, it's a single-digit lead for Grandview. The pass on top. The three. Wide to the right. Tipped around. Ravens are going to control it down. Benedictson with the basketball down by one. We're at 11:55 to go in the first half. Going to the right side. Nysear. Now as he backs in, we get a whistle and another foul by Grandview. It's going to be their third team foul. And this foul is going to be on Miller. It'll be Dylan Miller who's coming to the game. Benedictson will bring it in the forecourt, trailing by one. Russo back in the game, worked it out on top, picked it over on the left side, twisting, trying to get inside. No room for Saxton. It comes back out on top. They'll dish it down to the baseline corner. Nothing doing. Nice defense by Grandview here. Forcing the Ravens to work hard. Now to feed into the middle and trying to get the ball to Thuston. It's going to get away. Taken by Grandview. They'll race up the court with it with 11:25 to go in the half. Back it away, thinking about the three, then they won't. Now to the right side, Dylan Miller shoots. No. Rebound, Benedictson. Ravens coming back up court with it. Tyson coming down with another rebound. Here's Bristol starts in, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Jaden Bristol. That was, if you remember early in the year, that looked to me like a big flop. But if you remember early in the year, it was a huge thing for the officials, one of the new rules, one of the new points of attention for the officials. Called the flop, you would get one warning. Well, looked like a flop there, but certainly that's not what was called. The foul on Bristol, back comes Grandview. They'll drive and shoot and score. The driving shot in the middle is up and in. And here comes Benedictson. Ravens trailing the ball game now, 18-15. BC goes right side of the free throw line. Tyson Cathy, kicks it out on top, ninth here, spins into the lane, in traffic, forces a shot up off the window, in and out, but he got fouled. So ninth here, Scott will be coming to the free throw line, fouled by Dallas Bailey. Dallas Bailey's first foul this afternoon. Coming to the line is ninth here, Scott. No knees in, the shot is up and in. Nigerio had his third point of the evening, and Benedictine is back within two. 10:36 to go in the first half. Nigerio Scott eyes it. It is in. He'll hit a ball, 4 points for the Topeka native, and it's now 18-17, Grandview by one. The Vikings methodically walk the ball up the board. Dylan Middleton will kick it over to the right side to Drew Johnson. Johnson feeds in the middle of the cutter. The shot up off the window and good. Nice shot from inside. And back over the basketball comes Benedictine. And again, Grandview's able to just hold him back. A three for Matt. No. And a rebound pulled down Grandview. Back up the floor. They're going to come out on top alone. A three. No, but we got a foul off the ball. That foul away from the bucket is going to be on Matt Austin. So Matt will have his first foul of the game. Grandview brings it in from the near side. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening half. It's a 20-17 Grandview lead. Ball out on top, Dylan Miller. Vikings will work it over to the left side. Take it to the wing now. Drive into the lane. The shot blocked from the side. And they're going to call another Benedictine foul. This foul is going to be on, Ahmad, perhaps. And so, at the free throw line, here comes Grandview. However, that foul came at a really kind of interesting time. We're taking a break, Joseph. Here's what's happening. It is our under 10 media timeout. We're going to take it at 9:57 to play in the opening half. Benedictine in Des Moines, where it's Grandview 20, Raven 17.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Happy to have you back for Benedictine Basketball here on Ten Radio. Again, we talk about it. Don't forget the ladies' game is going to be tomorrow night. It's the Benedictine women. It's going to be right back here in Des Moines. And so we will have that game tomorrow evening on Ten Radio. And, of course, Sports Look tomorrow at its regular time. As we return, it's free throw time for Grandview. We'll see what happens here is they're going to be coming to the line. First shot is going to be up for Ryan Miller, and he will hit that one. One more shot coming up for Ryan Miller. He'll look it over, and the second one, it will be up and good also. That said, we've got a timeout on the court. Jones are going to take another break. Timeout on the court. We are at 9:57 to go in the first half. Benedictine trailing now 20-17.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
along here on Ken Radio, KAIRS, and Sports Center with all scorers. Jacksonville, you score. We have an interesting ball game going on here. Benedictine and Grandview. And Joseph, I'm having a little technical glitch here, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to ask you to take one more 16. We're going to get this figured out. We'll be right back here. Ravens basketball coming back here on Cam Radio shortly.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
And back with you here. Happy to have you along. And so there you go. We're going to be back here. Joseph, one more time, taking a break. We'll return here. Give me another 60, and we will be back.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a little bit of a technical issue. We will be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment. Here's a little bit of Loretta Lynn in the meantime.
Well, I like my living down country, darling. This little girl was born for country miles. To find her a good old slow talk, a country boy. I said a country boy. I'm about as old fashioned as I can be. And I hope you're liking what you see.
Yeah, I got a couple of songs.
Cause if you're looking at me, you're looking at country. You don't see no city when you look at me, cause the country's all I am. I love running barefooted through the old corn fields, and I love that country ham. Well, you say I'm a man just to fit your plans, because the barnyard shovel take your hand. Through the old cornfields, and I love that country hand.
Every morning when you come downstairs, there's a mess, but I don't care. My makeup on, shining so bright. My old sweatshirt never fit so right. Dancing around to the radio, humming the words that you don't know, 'cause I'm finding an angel off my list. Thinking that it don't get no better than this.
You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile, every single touch reminds me just how much it all makes loving. Talk by candlelight, gonna slow this down and make it last. The best things fly by so fast.
You make loving you easy.
Offensive end. 34-34, Benedictine in Des Moines, hosted by Grandview. The winner will go on. The loser, who's going to have only 17 wins on the year? It'll be pretty dicey. The losing team here tonight, I would suspect, to make the national tournament. Here's a long three. It's up and in. E. Cruz from deep in the corner. Eric Cruz puts Benedictine back in front at 37-34. And we're at 3 minutes of play in the half. Grandview works the ball around the perimeter, has a way out on the left side, a step and a half above the three-point line, comes out on top. It's going to be Drew Johnson with it. Comes it back over to the right side. Looking in, no room. Top side is going to go to Dallas Bailey. Now they'll start to drive in. The shot from the outside is up, and it's another three. And we're tied again. 37-37. Dallas Bailey hitting another three-point shot. 2.5 to go in the half. Tied at 37. Benedictine out on top. Cruz will launch another three. That one's short. Rebound, Bristol. And a three for Chris Jackson. No. Rebound pulled down by Grandview. These two teams have shot the ball well. I mentioned it a moment ago from the outside. Benedictine 6-13. Grandview 7-18, hitting 46% and 39%. Good numbers. Here's a runner from the middle, up but no good. And BC's going to rebound it back down. 2:05 to go in the half. Nicier into the foreign court, rings it back on offense. It's a game tied at 37. Starting his way to the right side, the shot is going to go up off the window, and Bristol gets fouled coming to the line. The shot doesn't go in. Chase is going to have a couple of free throws coming here. Jaden Bristol coming to the free throw line. Two shots coming for Jaden. Big deep in. The first one, no. So Bristol does not hit his first one. He's got 3 points so far this evening. One more shot coming up for the St. Joe, Missouri senior. Second free throw, good. So Jaden is going to hit the second after missing the first, and Benedictine leads it by one at 38-37. Grandview backing into the lane, backing into the lane, pushing, leaning, turning, the shot rims around and in. Count the bucket in the middle, and the bucket by Dallas Bailey. Benedictine back up the court. Now the Ravens trail by one. At 39-38, minute and a half, left in the half. Matt has it on the right side. They'll try to feed in the middle of Cruz, and it's off his hand. Taking it away is going to be Grandview. They'll skip it into the floor court, kick it at the top of the key. Little seesaw dribble up there by Dylan Miller. Swings it over to the left side. It's in front of the Benedictine bench, now deep in the left baseline. Back out on top, it's going to be Drew Johnson. Doesn't take the shot. Kicks it back over to the right to go lightly. BC Stevens doing a nice job, but it's a fairly high-scoring game here, pushing 40 and going to nearly to the half. The shot to the outside, no. Inside a minute to go in the half, 39-38, Grandview. BC, and again, their pass down to the baseline is going to be batted free and knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds. Grandview's going to have it in, down at the baseline. On the court for Benedictine, Nicier Scott, Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin, Eric Cruz, and Saxton Thuston. Ravens bring it in, top side. Nicier will have it up on top. He'll cut into the lane, leans in, puts the shot on its way, and we're going to get a foul call. If the bucket does not go in, Nicier will come to the free throw line. A couple of shots coming up for Nicier Scott. He's 2 of 2 at the free throw line already this evening. 1 for a tie and 2 for a lead. The first one is up, and we're even at 39. Nicier Scott, one more shot coming. Looks at it, sends it, gets it. And Benedictine is in front by one at 40-39. Inside 40 seconds to go in the half now. Quickly back down the floor, that will come Grandview, and we've got a little contact in. A foul by Nicier. He's bumping. Coming down the court with the body. He'll come back in again to Grandview. Right near Coach Moody in the 28-foot line over by the Benedictine bench. 35 seconds ago in the opening half. Ravens leading it by one. Going to be brought in by Miller. And here comes Grandview. Shot clock at 21, so there's about 10 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock as we approach intermission. Way out on top with it, Ryan Miller starts over the left side, skips it out on top. Dylan Miller goes right, feed back out on top. The three, no. Rebound, Benedictine. What a job by Saxton Thuston to get upstairs and clear it away. Ravens coming up the floor. Leading by one, and a chance to add to it before the break. The driving shot is up, and it misses down the baseline. And the follow-away shot, the buzzer, no. We are at halftime. We'll be back at the opening half for you. The Ravens in Des Moines. It's Benedictine 40, Grandview 39.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165?
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball here on CAM Radio as the Ravens in the Dave Sison Arena in Grandview University's campus, Des Moines, Iowa. Halftime finds the Ravens in front by the slimmest of margins, 40-39. Recapping the opening half scoring, first of all, for the Vikings, Ryan Miller leads the way. He's got a dozen points, followed by Dallas Bailey with 10. Seven in the first half for Jackson Golightly. It was Dallas Bryson, 3, and Drew Johnson, 3. And two apiece for Dylan Miller and Jack Trudeau. For Benedictine, double figures going for Matt Austin with 10. On his heels, Chris Jackson has 9. Six apiece for Nigel Scott and Eric Cruz. Jaden Bristol has 3. Saxton Thuston with 3. Two in the first half for Jaden Timmy and Tyson Caffey with 1 first half point for Benedictine. She talked a little bit about how well these teams are shooting and how well they're playing. The numbers bear this out, okay? Benedictine is 13 of 26 shooting the ball, hitting half of their shots, hitting 6 of 13, over 46% of their threes, and 8 of 10 at the free throw line, 8%. Great, great shooting. Grandview's right there with them, 14 of 29, that's 48-plus percent. 7 of 10 from outside, 35%, and perfect at the free throw line, 4 of 4. For the Ravens, they lead in some crucial categories, some better than others. They have turned the ball over 6 times to Grandview's 3 in the first half, but the Benedictine rebounding edge has been just massive. 17 total rebounds for Benedictine. Grandview has cleared down only 9, but Grandview credited with 10 first half assists. Stick around. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Second half of Benedictine basketball coming up here on CAM Radio, but right now with the intermission score. Benedictine 40, Grandview University 39. We'll be back to bring in the second half, but first, we're kicking it back to the CARE Sports Studios where Joseph has been diligently preparing another outstanding halftime.
Only Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Honey Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Honey Liquor.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you the Benedictine Ravens men's basketball team on the road taking on Grandview. We'll be returning to the game in just a moment. Coming up tomorrow evening, we've got the Lady Ravens on the road taking on Grandview. Join us at 6 p.m. for that game. Sports Look will air early, so make sure that you tune in right at 6 p.m. for that game. Then, on Friday night, we've got our Game of the Week, the last Game of the Week in the High School Game of the Week season, as we will have Marhill Mount Academy on the road in Hoyt, Kansas, taking on Jackson Heights. The girls are scheduled to take to the court at 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in...
Start your day with Taco John's Breakfast, Scrambler Breakfast Burritos, Spicy Chorizo Breakfast Burritos, Potato Ole Scrambler, Mexican Donut Bites, Cold Brew Coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Taking a look at the men's basketball games in action right now in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got Mount Mercy and Evangel's meeting up as well. Evangel is leading 29-27 at halftime. In this game, we've got Grandview trailing Benedictine by 1 point. It is the Ravens 40, Grandview 39. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside after a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February. And be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 9 above tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for snow tomorrow. Highs level off around 22. Cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 6 above tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies and quiet. Sunny skies and calm Friday with a high of 31. 45 Saturday. About an inch of snow tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now, it is 16 degrees even money. The wind is out of the north-northeast at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity 63%, barometric pressure steady at 30.43 inches of mercury. The dew point is 6 degrees Fahrenheit, and we've got a wind chill of about 8 degrees out there. Be careful out there. We will have a cold night tonight. Tom Kautz is at the courtside. We'll be joining him in just a couple of moments.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, welcome back. We're getting set to go to the second half. Benedictine at Grandview in round one of the Heart of America Athletic Conference Men's Postseason Basketball Tournament. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer back at the CARE Sports Studio, for taking care of all of that business at halftime. Joseph, well done, as always. I mentioned the onset of the broadcast that, of course, this is quarterfinals, round one, whatever you want to call it, is Benedictine leads here at halftime by a single point, 40-39. There's one other game that began at 6 o'clock, and it is a little lower scoring, but just about as close. Evangel leads at halftime over Mount Mercy, 29-27. Other games going on are going to be the 7 o'clock games with Peru State at Central Methodist, and Mid-America at William Penn. So those games will be getting underway here in the next, well, 5, 6, 7 minutes or so. We'll try to keep you apprised of how they are moving along as we go to the second half of this guys' game. Coaches into the locker room. I think they got to be saying, okay, guys, you know, you had those postseason jitters maybe a little bit. Just time out to settle down. Do the things that you do best. What they can't tell them is to shoot better, because we talked about it going out of the break. These teams have been phenomenal. You got guys like Matt Austin, who's hit 4 of his 8 shots, 2 of 4 from the outside. Chris Jackson is perfect, 3 of 3 from the floor, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Nysir is at 1 of 3 and 4 of 4 at the free throw line. So Eric Cruz has hit half of his shots and 2 of 3 from the outside. Raymond's leading rebounder right now. Saxton Thuston and Chris Jackson and Tyson Caffey, each with 4 rebounds for the Ravens. For Grandview, again, you got Miller 3 of 5, Bailey 4 of 7, Galitli 3 of 6, and they have Bailey with 4 rebounds leading them in that regard. Alternate possession is going to get the basketball to Benedictin, I think, as we get ready to put this thing in. No, it's going to go to Grandview. So it'll be Grandview basketball to begin the second half. We're set to go. And we're underway here in the second. It is a 40-39 Benedictine lead. And the Ravens are going to have their original starting five out there. Jackson, Bristol, Timmy, Austin, and Krug. Grandview with the basketball going from right to left now in the second half. They'll drive down the left side. Little bunny hop. Right hand shot is going to go up, and it will not go in. Cruz coming out with the rebound, and here comes Bristol. Jaden coming down the floor all the way to the baseline. Dribbles it back out toward the wing. Holds it up there. He's inside the three-point circle. Gets it to Chris Jackson. Chris just squares up for 3, but it won't go in. Rebounded by Cruz. Dishes it out on top, and BC's going to reset it. The feed over to Timmy, and his pass on top is stepped in front of it, stolen away. Here comes Grandview. They'll bring it down the right side and kick it back off on top. Ravens leading it by 1. Early move to the second half. Here's a 3 from the left side. It's buried by Isaiah Johnson. His 2nd 3 of the game. And the Ravens trail it 42-40. And we're 1 minute in. Second half just getting started. Timmy gets it to Austin. Back out on top, Bristol. Jaden drives, turns, kicks underneath it. Tries to get it to Eric Cruz, who, again, can't quite come up with the ball. And he's going to get away and go out of bounds. Benedictin with another turnover. As you look at the numbers, turnovers may be an issue for Benedictin. Again, 7 first-half turnovers for the Ravens. Here's a 3 on the other end. No. Rebound. Pulled down by BC. Chris Jackson clears it away and brings it up the court himself. 18:30 to go in the game. Maybe 18:30 to go in the season for one of these teams. Over to the left block. Timmy backs in. Kicks it back on top. Bristol will drive into the lane. Goes in high off the window, and it won't drop. Rebounded down by Grandview. Vikings coming the other way. They'll dump it over to the left side. Stepping inside the arc. The long 2. In and out, no good. Bristol rebounds. Looks like he was going to be fouled there for no whistle. Ravens back on offense. Here's Matt down to the baseline, and he gets fouled. So a foul by Jackson Golightly. And for Jackson, it'll be his 2nd foul of the game. It'll be team foul 1 of the second half. And we are down to just inside 18 minutes to play in the very first, or in the very second half. Back and in, it's going to be Cruz. Looks in, nothing there. Brings it back out on top. Now to feed across the floor, and it's going to be batted away. It's going to be lost out of bounds, but they'll say back to Benedictin. So the Ravens are going to have it back in play. Benedictin will have the ball back. Ravens will be bringing it in. Bristol down to the baseline. Looks in, and he's going to lob it out on top. Cruz is going to take the inbound pass. Gets it out to Nysir. Tonight, here Scott has come into the game quickly for Benedictin here in the second half. He'll spin into the lane. Chase dance left hand shot. No. Tipped up by Bristol. No. When we get a whistle and a foul. So a whistle and a foul call. And that is going to put Jaden Bristol on the free throw line for the Ravens. Jaden's going to be coming to the line here. We're at 17 and a half to go in the game. Taking his time, the first one, it's up and in. And it's now 42-41. BC back within a point. One more shot coming up for the St. Joe Mazzurma senior. And he'll tie the game at 42. Jaden Bristol. 5 points in the game now, and here comes Grandview. To the right side with it is going to be Ryan Miller. Miller dishes it over to the head. Here's a shot from the outside. That's a three buried from way, way outside. Back up court with the basketball. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens trailing it. 45-42. And the key for Grandview has been that they have never let the Ravens get any kind of a lead, never let them get a little distance. The minute Benedictine would get ahead, they come right back, and now a driving shot by Matt Austin, missing, and a rebound pulled back down by the Vikings. The dish down to the baseline is going to be knocked away. Nice deal by Cruz. Ravens are going to run the other way. Here comes Benedictine. The feed over to the left side. The three-point shot by Timmy. No. Rebound is on the floor. Grandview's going to pick it up. Now these teams are getting just a little wild out on the floor. Jaden Timmy's shot wouldn't fall. Grandview running up. Now they'll launch a three, and it's no good. And a long rebound, back it comes to the Vikings. So Dallas Bailey missed his shot. So lightly coming out with a rebound. The feed underneath, Drew Johnson up and in for two. Drew Johnson, his fifth point of the game. And now the Ravens are going to take a timeout. They cannot afford to let Grandview put together a big lead. We're taking a break. Joseph is 16-18 to go in the game. It is Grandview 47, Benedictine 42.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Is the Grandview lead over Benedictine as we come back to Raven Basketball here on Care Radio, KAIRFM Horton Atchison. Grandview coming into the ball game at 17-9 on the season, 12-7, the number two team in the North Division. Benedictine coming in at 17-11. They are 11-8 in the conference, and that gave them the number three spot in the South. And hence, the Ravens in Des Moines this evening. Lady Ravens coming to Des Moines tomorrow evening. You'll hear that game on Care Radio also, and also it is slated to be a 6 o'clock tip-off. So here on Care Radio, it's going to be just about right after Sports Look tomorrow night. Benedictine of the Traveling Black with red and white. Grandview of the home gray. Ravens taking that timeout after Grandview has forged now a 5-point lead, 47-42. Here comes the Raven offense. First of all, take it to the right side. Squares up. Goes three. Hits three. Big shot for Jaden Bristol. He's got 5.5 and eight in the ballgame. And it's 47-45. Ravens right back to within a pair. And we're down to 15-50 to go in the game. Grandview backing in. Dropping a shoulder. Hook shot up. No good. Rebound Tyson Cassidy. Ravens have Tyson out there with Saxton Thuston, Matt Austin, Jaden Bristol, and Nice Deer Scott. That's your Benedictine five on the floor right now. Coach Moody has, as the course of the season has worn on, he's been able to develop a very deep bench. He's got a lot of guys he can depend on. Another pass from Tyson is going to be thrown away. Golightly will pick it up, come up the court, and Bristol steals it away just before he goes for a layup. And Jaden comes down the court, thinking about the three, goes over to the left side, give and go to Bristol, and we have a collision in the middle. Everybody's on the floor, Bristol coming to the line. Big collision in the middle. And it is Jaden Bristol stepping up here for Benedictine. I thought they were going to have him shoot it, but they're going to say now, no, it is going to be Benedict putting it in play at the baseline. Just over 15 minutes to play in the game. Bristol putting it in play, looking. Now he's going to go all the way deep into the backcourt. Benedict's defense has been pretty good tonight. Ravens are shooting exceptionally well, as they do lots of times. Here's a runner by Saxton. It was way, way short. And a rebound pulled back down by the Vikings. Inside 15 minutes to go in the game. Ramsey with the basketball. They lead it by a pair. They're up top side with it. Drew Johnson. They dish it deep into the right corner. Miller will take it out on top. Drives right. Stop. Bunny hop off the window. No. Rebound slapped around. It's on the floor. Being chased. Picked up off the dribble by Bristol. And has it knocked out of his hands. No foul. Coming up with it is going to be Dylan Miller. He'll dish it over to the right side, and Grandview keeps it alive. Out on top, it's going to come. Spinning into the lane, falling away from 15. No. Rebound, Matt Austin. Ravens run the other way, and this game has become now just kind of a track meet. These two teams flying around the court, up and down. I mean, both teams just wanting to do everything they can to extend their season here tonight. Tyson Caffey goes over to the right side, back out on top. It'll come to Bristol. He'll square, go three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Grandview. Ryan Dill back up the floor with it. We're at 14 minutes to play. Baseline left three, no. Rebound, pulled down underneath, and now it's going to be lost and go out of bounds. And they'll say as it goes out, we get a foul call. A foul underneath. And it is going to be Grandview coming to the free throw line. The shot, no good. It remains 47-45 Grandview. It's 13:55 to play. One more look at it here. Even shot, good. So that one will go in. And Ryan Miller has his 13th point of the game. It is 48-45 Grandview. And we're down to 13:55 to go. BC's going to make another substitution or two. Chris Jackson's going to come in for Matt Austin. Jaden Jimmy back into the game for Benedictine as well. He's in for Tyson. Ravens back on offense. Bristol will have it up top side. The feed will go to the left, underneath the shot, off the window, way too strong, and the rebound swept down by Grandview. They come up the floor, down at 13:25 to play in the game. Now Grandview backs it away just a little bit. Gotta imagine it. Coach Schaefer's telling his guys, okay, let's kind of get this thing under control a little bit, and a three-point shot misses. Rebound coming back up to Benedictine. Ravens into the fourth quarter, down three. 13:13 to go. And I see Scott on the right side, accelerates into the middle, now backs away, keeps the dribble alive, skips it over to Saxton, cross-court pass, now down to the baseline left, Timmy will back it in, drops his shoulder, leans in, puts a shot up, and doesn't get it, rebound, Grandview. So Benedict's shooting percentage has plummeted here in the second half, they're down at a 38%, they were above 50 as we went to halftime, and now the feed in the middle becomes a little tangled up down there, and we're going to get a foul on Jaden Timmy. 12:40 to go in the game. And the officials are sorting it out down there. Again, the guy's getting a little tangled up. And so the fans here really would like to see an intentional foul of some sort. They're not going to get that, but Jaden Timmy will be whistled for a foul. And it'll be Grandview coming to the free throw line. Drew Johnson coming to the line here. First one is up and good. Drew with one more shot. That was his sixth point this evening. One more shot coming aboard, Drew Johnson. Taking plenty of time here. He'll hit that one also. And it's now 49-45. Ravens trailing by four with 12:40 to go. And Bristol will walk up the court. Jaden worked his way over to the left side. Wants to look down low to Timmy. Can't get it there. Comes over to Nightfear. Now driving in is Bristol. Right side in the game. The shot up and good. Nightfear's got for two. His 8 points this evening. Benedictine back to within three. It's 50-47. Here's a three from the left side, falling away, and a three-shot foul coming up for Grandview. Nightfear Scott will commit the foul. It'll be his first. And Drew Johnson, he is a very good free throw shooter. He had a couple of them just moments ago. He's coming to the line for three free throws here. He's going to take his time and I am up. First one, yes. One more shot coming up for Drew Johnson. He is a 6 foot senior from Clive, Iowa. Second free throw is good. Now we're going to get a substitution or two coming in for Grandview. Isaiah Johnson is going to come in. Third free throw is also good. So five consecutive free throws by Drew Johnson has pushed Benedictine down a half a dozen. It is 53-47, and we're at 12 minutes to go. Jaden Bristol with the ball up top side to Timmy, back to Bristol. Little hook pass underneath, and a two-handed throw in by Saxton Thuston. Saxton gets the bucket, and he's got five tonight. It is 53-49. Grandview with the ball, leading it by four. And around to the right side, the shot is up and around, and is it going to be good? It is, plus one. The foul is going to be on Saxton Thuston, and Ryan Miller is going to have a chance at a conventional three-point play. Saxton picking up his first foul of the game. Or excuse me, his second, let me fix that. Saxton has two fouls now. And Ryan Miller will hit the free throw. Ryan Miller having a huge game. He's at 16 points now. And it is 56-49. Ravens down seven. It is the largest Grandview lead of the game. The feed will go over to the baseline left. Ravens will bring it back off on top. Here's Chris Jackson, knifing into the lane, goes over to the right side, puts it on his way, and he got fouled. And then I think maybe lost a little bit of the concentration on that shot. But he will come to the free throw line. Drew Johnson picking up the foul. And at the line, Chris Jackson for two. Suddenly we're seeing a lot of free throws in this game. We got a long way to go with 11:20 left. The front half is up and in. So for Chris Jackson, his first point of the second half, and he's in double figure scoring now with 10. One more shot coming up for the senior from Dayton, Dunbar High School. It is up. He'll get them both. Jackson has two free throws. He's the 11th point of the game, and it's 56-51. Grandview with 11:20 to go. And here comes the Vikings on offense. They'll walk it across. Dump it over to the left side. It's running a little very basic motion. Switching directions around the top of the key. Pitch it over to the left side. Drew Johnson. Beats off underneath, backing in, no room, out on top, the three, launched, nope, rebound, BC. Ravens get way upstairs, Chris Jackson boards it down, Bristol will drive up, accelerates, goes into the lane, off the glass, and good, Jaden Bristol. And it's 56-53, and the Ravens, as quickly as that, are back to within a possession. On the upcourt pass, it's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Eric Cruz. Grandview's going to have a back hit, 10:40 to go in the game. Grandview with a ball and a three-point lead at 56-53. Still pretty high-scoring game for Benedictine's liking. Here's Grandview around to the outside. It's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Outstanding defense by the Ravens. That was Saxton getting a hand on that thing and knocking it away. Grandview brings it in. Shot clock at 17. Way up top side, slowing it down a little bit now, Grandview. They bring it to the top of the key. And here's his shot. Watson hit. That was a big, big three. Jumped up from the right side. And we are going to have a timeout taken. Taking a break, Joseph. We're down to 10:22 to go in the game. It's Grandview 59, Benedictine 53.
Our local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter. She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
As we return and checking the numbers, Grandview and Benedictine shooting almost identical percentages. 17-41 for the Ravens, that's 41%. 19-45 for Grandview, that is 42%. From the outside, the Ravens are 7-19, 36%. Grandview's 10-28, that's 35%. Ravens are 12-14 at the free throw line for 85%, and Grandview's 11-13 for 84%. That is how closely these two teams have been playing this one here tonight. BC with the basketball, Bristol out on top, thought about taking the three, doesn't, kick it back to the right side with the baseline shot, is up and won't go in, rebound, tipped out, Grandview with it. So for the Vikings, a six-point lead and control of the basketball as we're inside 10 minutes to play. Raven offense is going to have to come up with some big scores here as this game goes on. Now a driving shot in the middle is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. And as it gets away, we're going to have our under 10 media break. Joseph, if you wouldn't mind again, time out of the court. We're down to 9:42 left. It is Grandview 59, Benedictine 53.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Great to have you along and with us and enjoying Benedictine basketball this evening here on Care Radio. The Ravens going to have to battle uphill, trailing it by half a dozen, but inside 10 minutes to play. We've seen the traveling black uniforms, Grandview and the home grays, and it is going to be Grandview basketball coming in play from beneath their goal. They'll bring it in off the block. The shot is up and it's no good. Rebounding it down is Benedictine. Saxton getting up there to clear it down. Ravens will fly up the court with it. Bristol comes out on top. He's going to pull up for the long two. In and out. And then it goes in again. Jaden Bristol, two more. Don't you have a feeling that it could be a Jaden Bristol comeback effort? 59-55. Ravens down four. As we're at 9:20 to go. Back around to the right side with the basketball. The feed goes over to the left fist. The shot for three, off the mark, rebound, Saxton Thuston. Then he slips and falls, and the ball gets away from him and is picked up off the floor and scored, uncontested. An easy, easy layup underneath. 61-55. That was a big turn of events right there. Bristol comes down, goes up, gets two more. Jaden Bristol, 61-57, 8:40 left. Grandview's going to bring it up, comes up to the top of the key, gets it into the hands of Isaiah Johnson. Johnson only 3 points with 3 fouls this evening. They'll go between the circles. Ryan Miller, he's got 18, having a fantastic game for Grandview. Back over to the left side, it's going to be stolen away. Here comes Maddie. He'll drive it down, crosses over, shoots, and scores Matt Austin. He's got a dozen, and the Ravens are right back within a possession, trailing at 61-59 at 8 minutes to play. Benedictine has come out of that media timeout with a real surge of energy and playing some inspired basketball right now. Here's Miller with it. Back over to the left side. Dallas Bailey launches three. No good. Rebound, BC. Coming up with Chris Jackson. Gets it over to Bristol. He'll drive down the left side. Accelerate. Kicks it over to the right. Back out on top of him comes to Austin. Austin being guarded hard by Ryan Miller. They know what he could do, but he'll launch a three and hit it anyway, and the Ravens are in front. Matt Austin with that bucket. The Ravens take a lead, and Grandview takes a timeout. We're going to take another break, Joseph, now with 7:35 remaining. It's Benedictine 62, Grandview 61.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball here on Care Radio. The Ravens have taken the lead at 62-61. Looking around the conference, the other game that started at 6, like this one, finds Mount Mercy having come from behind. They've taken a 10-point lead at Evangel. And the other two games are still in the opening half. Peru leading Central Methodist by 6 and Penn in front of Mid-America 20-15. About a quarter of the way through those games. We'll be kind of watching those, but nothing like we're going to be watching this one. The Ravens are on a 7-0 run and have come from trailing by half a dozen to taking a 1-point lead. Grandview, after that last three down by Austin, takes the timeout and up court with the basketball. They come, it's Ryan Miller. Miller with 18 points now. Hook pass comes out on top. They'll swing it around to the outside. Try to drive the baseline, but the Raven defense is going to cut him off. They'll push it back out on top. Shot clock still in double figures at 12. And the pass down to the baseline is going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be Benedictine basketball. Those things went off the knee of a Grandview player. And the Ravens leading by one, controlling the basketball. So many things are just dead even. Shooting percentages, rebounding numbers. Team fouls are even at 4 apiece. This game is as close as it seems. There's a shot. Good by Jaden Bristol. Two more. Jaden Bristol. Makes it 64-61, Benedictine. And we're at 6:50 to play. Ravens battling tough on the road. They've won here already this season. And we got a foul on BC on the drive. Back on the 16th of January, on a Sunday afternoon, the Ravens winning 61-56. Going to be a lot more points than that in this one here tonight. The ball comes in. Grandview will run their offense. They work the outside. Grammy's got to understand, and they've got an experienced coach who will tell them that they don't have to hurry. Here's a running one-handed shot that's going to be up and good. So Dallas Bailey hits that bucket. His 12th point of the game, and it's 64-63, Benedictine. 6:20 to play. Chop on the outside, won't go in for the Ravens, and back up with it. Here comes Grandview. They're trying to get the ball game by one. Here's a feed into the middle. The shot is up. It's good. Plus one. Driving into the lane. The bucket is in. And the Ravens commit a foul. Not only is Grandview up, but now they're going to get a chance to stretch that lead just a little bit. That is Jackson Golightly. At the line, his free throw. Good. It's now 66-64. And Grandview is back in front with 6:16 left. Benedictine walking it up the floor. Bristol handles the ball. Been doing it for years here for Benedictine. He'll slide to the right side, plays off the screen from Timmy. Kicks it over to Matt Austin. Bit of a hit fake. Now starts into the lane. Falling away from 15. No. Offensive rebound underneath and trying to go straight back up with it. Oh, it is thrown to the ground. It's Jaden Timmy. Jaden Timmy is the kind of guy who, I don't know, but I'm thinking, does it take lightly to around really much. The officials do a nice job of getting there and getting everybody in a good place. And it's going to be Benedict and Ball at the main side. Comes in to Jimmy. Out on top, Austin, over to Bristol. Shot clock at 15. Timmy will have it up the left block, beats it out on top. Matt will cut into the middle, drive across to the left, falling away, shoots it off the window, and gets the bucket. Matt Austin for two. That was a tough shot. Kicking it off the window, and we're tied at 66. 5.5 to go in the game, and we are even. Again, with each team coming into the game with 17 wins, it's going to be really hard to think that you're making the national tournament if you don't win tonight and maybe win one more. Here's a driving shot up high off the window, but it's no good. But we've got a Benedictine foul. It's going to be on Jaden Timmy. So Jaden Timmy picking up the personal foul. It's only his, first here tonight? And Dallas Bailey is going to be coming to the free throw line. Bailey, good shooter. He'll take his time and eye it up. First one of two, it's up and good. And Grandview's back in front at 67-66. Couple of substitutions in and out of the game. Ahmad Lewis is going to come in. Also entering the game for Benedict and Eric Cruz. On his second shot, it is up, it is no good, and Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes Benedict. BC with the basketball, treading it by one at 5:15 to play. It is 67-66 Grandview. Crystal will have it up top side, goes between the circles of Cruz. Eric will get it over to Matt Austin, over to the right side to Bristol. Cruz gets knocked to the floor, no foul called. Back on the top to Austin, shot clock at a dozen. Matt starts in, starts left, comes right. Loses the handle for a minute, gets it over to Bristol. He will go into the lane, changes hands, shot is up, no good. Rebound by Thuston, and now he's knocked to the floor. The ball is rolling around, and the officials finally break it up. That was getting a little wild in there. The question is, was there a foul? Did somebody have the ball in travel? What is going to be the call by our crew here this evening? And they're going to say it was a travel and a turnover by Grandview. Benedictine is going to have it back yet. Entering the game for Benedictine will be Nicer Scott. Chris Jackson will check out. Jackson go lightly back into the game for Grandview. 4:49 left. 67-66. Ravens will bring it in over to the left side. And Benedictine is back on offense. Get pass to Cruz. He'll cross, goes up underneath, misses the layup, got pushed in the back, and he'll be coming to the free throw line. Wait, they're going to say no. They're going to call it not a shooting violation. So that's not what's going to happen. The Ravens are going to be putting it in from down the baseline. It is still a 67-66 game. 4:44 to play. Ravens are going to be looking to bring it in down to the baseline. You've got Nicer Scott and Jaden Bristol out there with Matt Austin, Eric Cruz, and Saxton Thuston. Benedictson goes up, and there's going to be a shot. It's up and in. Back, Saxton Thuston with the bucket, and the Ravens go in front. It is 68-67. Thuston with the bucket, and the Ravens back in front. And now as Grandview comes to the other end of the floor, Nicer Scott reaches in, and he'll pick up a foul. So for Nicer, it'll be foul number three. And the first free throw here is up and in. Ryan Miller hits the first one and ties the game again. One more shot to put his team back in front. And he does. So Miller will get a bonus at 69-68 Grandview, 4:20 to play. Here comes Benedictine. Crystal accelerates, goes down the right side, backs into the lane, dribbles right back on top. Gets it over to Nicer. Cruz with it on the left side to Bristol. He'll go in, falling away, puts the shot up, it's in and out, he gets fouled, he couldn't hit the bucket. Hoping to get the three-point play, but he'll come to the line and look for a couple of shots right here. The foul is by Dallas Bailey and Jaden Bristol come to the line for a pair of shots. First one is good. One more shot coming up for Benedictin Sr. from St. Joe, Missouri. He'll take his time and eye it up. A little bit of a crowd has come in as the game is worn on. It started off with a fairly small crowd. This one's up a good one. The Ravens are back in front. It's now 70-69. Benedictin, we've got 4:10 left. Flying into the fourth quarter is Ryan Miller. 21 points for Miller now tonight. He'll feed across to the left side. The shot crossing over is up and in. Ravens back up the court, trailing by one now. It's 71-70. The feed over to the baseline left. The Ravens try to drive in the middle. Kick it out on top to Matt. Austin works it around to the left side. Keeps the dribble alive and drives it out on top. Graham, you stay with the player defense. Backing in, down to the baseline. The shot is up off the window and good. Benedictin back in front. 72-71. 3.5 to go. There have been so many lead changes in this game so far tonight. Here's the feed over to the right side, and we're going to get a foul call. Right in front of the Grandview bench for Benedictin. It's going to be team foul 9, and that means the final 1-1 for the Vikings. 3:22 to go. And Grandview back the line, and again, it's Ryan Miller. He is absolutely outstanding at the free throw line. I think he missed one so far tonight. He's hit 4 in a row, 6 of 7, now 7 of 8. The game tied again now at 72. One more shot coming up for Ryan Miller. It's up and good. And Grandview has retaken the lead. And we have a timeout on the floor. Taking a break, down to the last 3:22 to play. It's a one-point game. Grandview 73, Benedictin 72.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Glad you're spending a part of your Wednesday evening with us here on CARE Radio. Benedictin, the men in the first round of the conference postseason tournament with 3:22 to play, trail by one. This game has gone back and forth, and leads have exchanged, and the game has been tied many times. The Ravens have had the biggest deficit of the night, as they have trailed by as many as 7. But they continue to battle back, and let's see who they come out with on the floor. It'll be Chris Jackson and Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin, Avery Cruz, Saxton Thuston. So for Benedictin, the ball will be put in play from deep in the backcourt. It is a one-point game. 73-72, here's Bristol. He'll glide down the right side, back toward the rim, now turns and faces the rim, gets it out on top to Austin. Matt will drive left, goes in, one-handed shot, Matt Austin, and the Ravens are back in front. It's now 74-73, Benedictin, and we're inside 3 minutes to play. Top side with it is going to be Miller. He'll skip it out. Joe Whiteley has it. Back it comes to Miller again. He'll work around to the right side. They'll dump it over to the left to Drew Johnson. Shot clock at 9. Here's a very long 3 straight away. Up and good. From straight off the top, the 3-point shot. And Grandview leads it 76-74. 2.5 minutes to go. Here's Bristol with it to the right side. Squares up for 3 and nails it. Another shot. Jaden Bristol, he is absolutely fantastic here tonight and in the second half. 18 in the second half. 3 from the outside, no good, Ravens rebound. So it's Benedictin back in front, 77-76, and the Ravens have the ball, and we're down to 2 minutes to play. Bristol eases his way to the right side. Maybe they're opening the floor up a little bit. Bristol comes out on top to Austin. Matt between the circles, drives to the left side. Working in front of the Ravens bench. He's going to pull up and launch a three. It's way too hard. And the rebound cleared away by Drew Johnson. Here comes Grandview. They trail by one with a minute 45 left. Up court with the basketball. They come to kick it over to the left side. Looking in. Not a lot of room. They'll dish it over to the wing with a three-point shot. Won't go in, but we have a foul. Oh, my goodness. And three free throws. And that was a bad foul for BC by Chris Jackson. Chris picking up his first foul of the game. But for the second time today, we're going to have Grandview coming to the free throw line for three shots. Drew Johnson back up there. He hit all three a moment ago. This time the first one is no good. So Drew Johnson will have two more shots coming here. Drew is a 6-foot senior out of Clive, Iowa. Second free throw is up and good, and we're tied at 77. One more shot with a minute 36 to play. It's up and good, and now Grandview's in front, 78-77, and we have a Raven timeout. Coach Moody taking a break, and Joseph, I think it's a good idea. We've got 1:36 to go in tonight's men's game. It is Grandview 78, Benedictine 77.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Here on Care Radio this evening, 1:36 to play in this men's game. The ladies play tomorrow night right back here in Dave Sisom Arena. They need it for Dave Sisom. He's the 1951 graduate of Grandview University, and he was the Larry Wilcox of Grandview. Coach football team, coach basketball team, coach track, coach baseball team, he was AD for a while. He did all of that stuff. And, ultimately, this is a football field named where it comes basketball arena named for him. So it's a pretty good deal. It is Dave Sisom Arena here at Charles Johnson Wellness Center, right in the heart of the campus, which is right in the heart of Des Moines, Iowa. Here comes Benedict with the basketball into the fourth quarter with a minute and a half to go. Bristol over to the right side with it. Ravens with the ball, down one. BC driving in, Bristol goes up, shot no good, got fouled. And it'll be Jaden Bristol coming to the free throw line. Jaden's going to come up here. One to tie and two for a Benedictine lead for Jaden Bristol. And the first one's good. That is his 19th point of the second half. One more shot coming up for Bristol. I mentioned about midpoint of the second half that looked like Jason's just going to put this team on his shoulders and carry it to the finish line, and he has been fantastic today. One more shot on its way. Ravens lead. It's 79-78 Benedictine with a minute 20 to go. And we're, Joseph, going to get another timeout. Grandview trying to figure out how they're going to win this. We're going to take another break. 1:20 to play. Ravens lead by one, 79-78.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Welcome Looking at some of the numbers, Jaden Bristol now at 23 points for Benedictine, and Matt Austin chasing him with 21 in the game. Chris Jackson has 11, but the leading scorer so far tonight has been Grandview's Ryan Miller, 24 for Miller. Alice Bader with 18-15 for Jackson Golightly, and also double figures it's Drew Johnson with 12. So there you have all of that. Benedictine on the road here this evening. And they lead in the ball game by a single digit at 79-78. Ravens coming out of the timeout, and as soon as we get back underway, we'll be back. We're going to take another break. Joseph is there stretching it out. Taking another break, it remains. Ravens leading by one, 79-78.
A wise investor once said, the stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Benedictine Lady Basketball tomorrow here on Care Radio. And we're looking forward to bringing you that one. Hoping that all goes well. Coach Olson and the Lady Ravens. And they're going to be right back up here in Des Moines against the Grandview Lady Vikings. Benedictine, interesting road trip up here tonight. They only played this Northeast one time during the course of the season. And they were able to win in that first contest, a five-point win, just a little over a month ago. And Joseph, we're having all kinds of grief here. We're going to take one more break if you're there with me. We'll be back here. Raven basketball, Benedictine leading it by one.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Still having a little tech difficulties. We had some earlier in the game, still having a few here now, so we're going to ask your indulgence as we're getting to the late going of the ball game. A thrilling contest, a one-point game with a little over a minute to go. Benedictine with a single-digit lead, and other games going on around the conference right now. We'll see if we can't have the technology at least in place here to update those as Evangel has come from behind to take a lead over Mount Mercy by four with 48 seconds to go. Peru State leads Central Methodist, getting to the second half, 30. Part of American Athletic Conference Coach of the Year this year. Not bad for a guy who went 15-14 and 12-11 in the conference, so that's a nice achievement for Coach and his Pioneer team. So I'll tell you what, Joseph, since we're struggling here in a genuine way, we're going to do this one more time, take one more break, and we're going to come back and see what we can do. We'll return right after this.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Mm-hmm.
to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good to have you back with us. It's Benedictine Basketball here on Care Radio. And just when you think the season's close to being done, but, you know, you just want just a little bit more, well, through the course of all of our technical grief and issues and nightmares and headaches, the game has gone in overtime, tied at 81. How about that? Welcome back, everybody. We go to extra frames. Benedictine at Grandview, tied at 81 at the end of regulation. You knew this game was just a little too good to quit. So we're going to add a little fresh room to our score sheet and here we go into the overtime. Benedictine and Grandview, 81-81. Ravens there, going into the center circle with Eric Cruz. And then Jackson go lightly in there for Grandview. The ball is up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Grandview. And they will begin the first possession of the OT. Grandview with the basketball and dribbling it up on top. We're in overtime, still starting, tied at 81. The feed over to the right side, and an easy backdoor layup is up and good by Jackson Golightly. So Golightly hits the bucket, his 17th point of the game, and the Ravens trail by one. It's 83-81 Grandview. BC with it out on top, there's Chris Jackson. He'll start left, swings it over to Bristol, drives it back off on top. Bristol goes cross-court to Matt. 9 on the shot clock. Matt Austin cuts into the lane, drives left, goes in, off the window, ties it, Matt Austin for two. It's 83-83, 4:10 to go in the OT. So many times you see games go in and in overtime and one team just quits scoring. Doesn't look like that's going to happen here. Back out on top. Here's a really long three. And it is around and round, and then it goes in. Three-point shot from the right side by Jackson. Go lightly. And the big guy's coming out strong in the OG. It is now 86-83. Grandview with the lead. Raymond's back with the basketball. Here's Bristol. He'll cut to the left side, backs in, double team, kicks it back out on top. Cruz for three. Nope. Long rebound, saved by Chris Jackson. Through four defenders, he puts it up and in. Chris Jackson with, what, 13? And it's 86-85 Grandview. Down to 3:10 to go in the OT. Back out on top of it, it's Viking basketball. They'll dump it over to the right side. They look into the middle, there's no room. Comes out on top, Ryan Miller. Miller holding it, looking inside against Chris Jackson. Shot clock's at 8. Grandview will put it out on top and go lightly with it. Trying to back in, no room. Shot clock at 3. The 3-point shot, no rebound. Benedictine. Bristol coming up with the basketball. Gets pushed, gets shoved, no foul called. He brings it all the way down the right side. And we have a little contact, but no foul called. Here's Bristol with it. Out on top, it'll go to Matt Austin. Ravens with the basketball. 2.5 to play in overtime. Benedictine has the ball trailing by one at 86-85. Matt will cut to the left side, dump it into the corner, the baseline three. Yes! From deep in the left side for Benedictine. It's 88-86 Ravens. 2:15 to go. Back over to the right side. The running shot is up. It's going to be blocked. Saved on top. Golightly has it. He will knife into the middle. Gets inside Cruz. Shoots and scores. Was there a foul in the process of that? There was. They will walk over, or they count the bucket. Official comes over to the scorer's table with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play. The foul is going to be on Eric Cruz, and it will. There will not be a bucket, but the first of two free throws by Jackson Golightly is up and in. Jackson has so far all six of his team's overtime points. He's going to have one more shot here. Chris Jackson out of the ball game for Benedictine. Nicer comes in. Second free throw. Gets them both. It is now an 88-88 game. 2 minutes to go in overtime. Jaden Bristol walking it up the floor. Starts over to the left. Accelerates. Goes in. Shot is up. Off the window. No good. Long rebound. Ravens are going to save it. Chris Jackson's going to back it away. And that's rather nice. Here's going to back it away. He'll cut to the right side. In traffic. Falling down. Goes up. Travels with the basketball. And the Ravens are going to give it back. For the minute 45 to go in OG. It's still tied now at 88. Benedictine's making offense-defensive switches. Cruz and Jackson come back in for the defensive set for the Ravens. Walking up the floor. Pass goes to Golightly out on top. And again, they go back to that little motion offense. Right on the right side, Ryan Miller. Pass to the middle. It's going to be batted. It's loose. It's on the floor, rolling around. And Ravens are going to pick it up. Benedictine coasts back and grabs up the basketball. And they're back on offense with a minute 20 to play. Ravens have the ball in a tie game in overtime, even at 88. Out on top, Jaden Bristol. Right now, Jaden's got 24 points. Matt Austin has 23. Matt, back over to Jaden. He'll come to the right and draws the foul. Bristol comes to the free throw line. The foul by Dylan Miller is going to be his third foul of the evening, and Bristol comes to the free throw line. Two free throws for Jaden Bristol. Jaden, one of two Benedictine players who make the all-conference first team. Free throw? Yes. Ravens in front by one. It's 89-88. One more shot coming up. Jaden, little knees in, sends it up, hits them both. Ravens go in front now. 90-88. And here comes Grandview with a minute five to play. Grandview brings it up. They'll cross, working their way to the left side. Again, there's Ryan Miller. He swings it out on top. Comes it over to the left side. Drew Johnson. Drew starts to the top. No room. Kicks it over to the back door. Back out on top to Golightly. Into the hands of Dylan Miller. Golightly with it again. Shot clocked at 11. Plenty of time. Now, from the left side, it's on its way and missing. Rebound. Lost out of bounds off Benedictine. Was there a foul? Officials coming up, and we're going to get a call. It's going to be Raven basketball. A foul by Dallas Bailey with 42 seconds to go. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Benedictine taking a break. 42 seconds left. Ravens 90, Grandview 88.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Good to have you along on CARE Radio this evening. College basketball, the men's conference tournament. And first-round games get no better than this. It was close at halftime. It was at 40-39. Benedictine lead at intermission. It was tied at the end of regulation, 81-81. And now, Jaden Bristol has just hit his second free throw, and the Ravens are in front by 4, 92-88. And I'm just going to go back through my score sheet here. That is the largest Benedictine lead tonight, up 4. They have trailed or been tied with this team for the majority of the evening. But it's gone back and forth to very close one-point seesaws back and forth as they exchange baskets. And again, Benedictine leading by 4 with 42 seconds left. BC hitting half of their shot, 31-62. Grandview's hitting 42% of theirs, 26-61. Grandview's going to be putting the ball in from the backcourt. Here they come. They'll bring it up the floor, crossing at the center, skip pass over to the right side. 12 points is a big deal. It's a two-position lead. Three-point shot up, no good. Rebound Benedictine, and we got a Grandview foul. Grandview, after Ravens wrap up the bounce, Kamal reaches in and commits a foul. We're down to 28 seconds to go. Ravens up 4. And we'll go to the other end of the floor, and Chris Jackson will come to the line. Chris is perfect at the free throw line this season. Let's see what he does with a couple of shots coming up here. Chris Sharp strides up here and eyes up the first one. It's good. One more shot coming up for Chris Jackson. Evangel is going to beat Mount Mercy. They lead them with a second to go by 8. Second for Chris. It's up and good. And the Ravens push their lead. It's now Benedictine 94. Grandview 88. 25 seconds left. Grandview, 3-point shot, no. Rebound on the floor. The Ravens are going to control it down. Benedictine coming away with the ball, and they're going to come away with a huge overtime road win in the first round of the conference tournament. We will walk back to the other end of the court where the Ravens will step up to the free throw line. Both teams are in the double bonus. Saxton Thuston, he'll struggle sometimes at the free throw line. One more shot coming up. Saxton looks it over. The lefty puts this one up, and it won't quite go in. Grandview pulls down the rebound. The outlet down the left side. Crending into the lane. The running shot. No. Rebound. Benedictine coming back down with it again. And another quick foul in the backcourt. This time, they're going to send Matt Austin to the free throw line. It is a 94-88 Benedictine lead with 12 seconds to go. First free throw, not going to go in for Maddie. One more shot. Matt Austin, tremendous game he's had tonight. Matt Austin, 24 points. Jaden Bristol, 27. One more shot coming up here for Matt as the coaches make a few strategic changes to their personnel out of the court. Austin eyes it and gets the second one. 95-88 Benedictine. 12 ticks left in overtime. BC's going to drop back and they're going to probably, I would think, when I make Grandview at least touch the ball, getting that clock started. Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions coming in. Christian Noski's going to come in. Jake Thompson coming in. Braden Belt coming in. Zach Schwinn coming in. Ravens with a 7-point lead with 12 seconds to go. of court for the basketball, bringing it into the forecourt. Here's Grandview. They'll bring it across and swing it over to the right side. Shot up, and it's not going to go in. Benedictine going to come back down with it. Ravens up the floor, and the shot is going to go up, and it will not go in, the shot by the Ravens, but that's going to do it. Your final score tonight, the Benedictine Ravens win in overtime. BC 95, Grandview 88. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net. Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassion care.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, Scrambler breakfast burritos, Spicy Chorizo breakfast burritos, Potato Ole Scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, where tonight the Benedictine Ravens took their fans through the roller coaster of emotions. They got ahead, they got behind, they trailed by as many as seven in the midpoint of the second half. And joining us here is, we're trying a little high tech here, Joseph, in the studio. So stay with us. Coach Moody, are you with me? All right, hang on here just a minute. We're going to do just a little bit more magic. And there we go. Coach, wow. What else can I say? Wow, what a fantastic game. The fans are still just like thrilled by this. What a great playing game.
Yeah, this is amazing, Johnson. I don't have a lot of words. I mean, this is a really good team to build another beat, and he's been playing fantastic the last 5, 6, 7 games. In their building, they have, you know, pretty much for them a packed house and all gym and hot. It's about 95 degrees in here. And I'll be honest, I mean, our three senior guards did not want to go home. I mean, those guys willed us to that win. You know, we had some periods where we were a little stagnant on offense. I'm gonna take total credit for this win, Tom, because at halftime, like, both teams, if Grandview gets to 90, we're probably not gonna win. And we held them to 88 and somehow found a way to win. Points in the game, so that's clearly in jest, but really proud of our guys battling through, you know, the same stuff we've had all year, but just finding ways to make shots and beating a really good team on the road, keeping us alive. We're still playing.
It was a fantastic effort, and you mentioned, like, Jaden 27 and Matt 24 and Chris 18. I mean, big numbers for guys, and they're all capable of scoring, but let's be candid, you don't hit 95 that often.
No. I don't. I mean, I think we've got 90, maybe once or twice this season besides this game, and we needed it. I mean, we needed it here. You have to score. They're so gifted. The Miller kids, Johnson kids, Bailey kids are all just really, really good scorers. You know, they allow you, the way they play, they allow you to score. You know, we're playing pretty fast right now. I mean, I hope we see on Friday, but after this grinder. But, you know, we're pretty good offensively when we're healthy. You guys are making shots, able to create for each other. So, you know, I mean, we have some guys that, you know, we count on and didn't play as well. So they're challenged to keep themselves ready to help Friday. You know, we still are a really deep team, and I think that's played a big part tonight. You know, their best players pretty much played the entire game, 45 minutes with Drew Johnson, 45 for Ryan Miller. And we were able to at least keep our guys in the 30s, and I think that matters. So, you know, it's postseason, man. I mean, I told them, the staff told them, don't expect it to be easy like it was Saturday. You know, this is probably going to go down to the last possession. I thought our guys executed big time on some of those, you know, out-of-timeout plays. You know, we've been working on some things in practice, and I thought our guys just attacked. They switched everything tonight. I thought our guys really attacked and switched well. But to put up 95 and Grand Junior beat them on a night where they're playing really well, too, we're really excited to get on that bus and go home and see if we play on Friday.
Crucial time in overtime, and you see it so often, team will go to OT and then just quit scoring or do something different or end up, you know, with a couple of overtime points. But your guys didn't do that. It seemed like they just kept the throttle right on it and just picked it up like it was a fifth quarter.
Yeah, I thought both teams just jumped to the other. I thought both teams really just said, let's go. Let's see which offense is going to win this game. And we were begging them, you know, don't slow down. Don't slow down in the time between the regulation and overtime. And I thought our guys listened. I thought they kept, like you said, the pedal down. And you know, we just stayed aggressive off the bounce. I mean, I think the thing I'm probably most proud of against Grandview, you get to the free throw line all the time. We got there 38 times, but they're 29. We made 80% of them. You want to talk about a veteran team that knows how to win on the road in postseason, you got to make your free throws. And that's probably the stat that wins the game for us, is getting to the free throw line and making them to somebody else's gym. So, you know, great win. We're going to enjoy it for the 3 hours that we're on the bus on the way home tonight, and then rest and drink a ton of water, and we'll play again Friday.
Coach, congratulations. Prop your feet up on the bus and smile all the way home, man. Good job.
Yeah, appreciate it. I want to say thank you to everybody that's listening back home and watching on the stream. You know, we can feel you guys. We've got a good crowd here tonight, too, of parents and fans. So, you know, we really appreciate all the support we've had this year. Our girls play up here tomorrow, so turn that radio back on, turn the stream back on, and cheer our girls on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
We'll be doing it. Coach, thank you. Appreciate it. There's Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Ravens, as BC comes away with a thrilling OT win. And again, to recap that scoring, Jayden Bristol, 27 points. Matt Austin, 24. 18 for Chris Jackson. Three Ravens in double-digit scoring. It was Saxon Thuston with 9. 9 Sears, Scott, 8. Half a dozen for Everett Cruz. Jayden Kimmy with 2 tonight. And Tyson Caffey knocking down 1 point. Ravens winning in overtime. And Benedictine's record moves now to 18-11 on the season. Grandview most likely ends their season tonight. They will be 17-10. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here tonight. A quick programming note tomorrow night. Sports Look, right after Brian and the news crew bring you the evening report. We'll have Sports Look, and then just about at the end of that, we'll be going right into Benedictine Lady Ravens basketball. Coach Moody said, BC girls back in Des Moines. So we have big nights of action here on CARE. Looking forward to bringing it to you. Thanks for having joined us. Ravens win it tonight in overtime. Can we reach the next time for Joseph? He's our man in the CARE Sports Studio. Well done, Joseph. Thank you very much. Don't know how you're holding it together down there, but you did great. Tom Cowles saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.